Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts.
A series of contemporary plays for radio. Earplay.
Earplay presents Third and Oak, The Laundromat, by Marcia Norman. Marcia Norman is a native of Louisville, Kentucky, where she has worked as book editor of the Louisville Times and as editor of the Jelly Bean Journal, a syndicated newspaper section for children. In 1977, her first full-length play, Getting Out, won the Great American Play Contest at the Actors Theater of Louisville and played to critical praise at the Mark Taper Forum in Los Angeles. Third and Oak also premiered at the Actors Theater of Louisville. It consists of two connected plays describing the late-night life of the laundromat and the pool hall on the corner of Third and Oak. Now, Third and Oak, The Laundromat, by Marcia Norman.
There now. You see, Alberta? There's not a soul in sight. Nobody really does laundry in the middle of the night. You'll be all by yourself. That's even fairly clean.
That's all for tonight, Night Owl.
Thank goodness.
WCAO Radio, your number one night sound, coming to you from the...
I thought snoring was the number one night sound.
And this is Shooter Stevens, your number one Night Owl, saying it's 3 o'clock, all right. And time to rock your daddy to dreams of delight. And
Mom... Oh, I always delight Maytag.
And the rest of you Night Owls are going to have to make it through the rest of this night by yourself. All with the help of your friends, if you know what I mean, and you know what I mean.
How can they talk so much without saying anything?
On your FM dial, the number one in your heart and soul, you take it easy out there, Night Owls. Night Owls, you take it however you like it.
Why do people leave socks in washing machines? And where's that radio? Must be in the attendance room. Hello. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I just wanted to turn off the... Now, just be quiet, Alberta. There's always an attendant somewhere in these places. This one just happens to be asleep, chewing on a cigar, but asleep just the same. And you don't want him out here talking to you, do you? So, you close his door. Do you wash? Does that sound like a good plan? Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. First, you tack up your notice up on the bulletin board. Almost forgot that, didn't you? Okay. There it is. Gardening tools never used. Now, you do your wash. So quiet in here now.
Daddy, you dummy, you're going to drop this whole bag if you don't watch where you're going. Well, hooray.
Oh, are you all right?
Cute, huh? Oh.
Probably a wet spot on the floor. Here, I'll put you up.
I'm all right. Oh, I already picked these clothes off the floor once tonight.
Oh?
We've been in our apartment 2 years, and Joe still ain't found the closet. He thinks hangers are when you lock your keys in your car.
I see.
I mean, he's got this coat made out of sheep's fur or something, and my mom came over one day and asked where'd we get that fuzzy little rug. Are you using this machine?
No.
Joe works at the Ford plant. I asked him why they called it that. I said, how often do you have to water a Ford plant? It was just a little joke, but he didn't think it was very funny.
They probably do have a sprinkler system.
Huh?
Nothing.
Should have saved my breath and just tripped over the coffee table. He'd have laughed at that. You need this basket?
No, thank you.
Well, guess it's just you and me.
There's an attendant in the back room.
Guess not too many people suds their duds in the middle of the night.
Suds their duds?
I do mine at Mom's. I mean, I take our stuff over to Mom's. She's got matching Maytag. She buys giant-sized cheer, and we sit around and watch the soaps till the clothes come out. Suds the duds, that's what she says. Well, more than that, she wrote it on a little card and sent it into cheer so they can use it for their TV ad.
I'm sure she enjoys your company.
She says, just leave them. I'll do them. But that wouldn't be right for a stay. Of course, she don't ever say how she likes seeing me. But she holds back, you know. I mean, there's stuff you don't have to say when it's family.
So, she's out of town or something?
Ah, probably just asleep. What's these buttons? Five-cycle Turbomatic Deluxe. Hot wash, warm rinse. Warm wash, warm rinse. Warm wash, cold rinse. Cold wash, cold rinse. Cold wash, delicate cycle. Is that like on TV?
What? Is what like on TV?
That hot, cold, warm thing. What? I remember. Whites in hot water, perma press in cold, colors and special fabrics in warm.
It's the other way around. Perma press in warm, colors and special fabrics in cold.
Why isn't it just everything in wet? What's this? Add laundry aids.
Your mother does your laundry.
You don't have a washer either, huh?
It's broken.
Get your husband to fix it. Got a heap of shirts, don't he?
It can't be fixed.
Where are your clothes?
Mine are mostly hand wash.
We just dump all our stuff in together.
That's nice.
Joe can fix just about anything. He's real good with his hands. I've been saying that since high school. We'd have a date and Jackie, my girlfriend Jackie, she'd ask me how'd it go. And I'd say, that boy is good with his hands. He makes trucks.
Oh.
God, I'd hate to see the kind of truck I'd put together. Had to work double shift tonight. They do all kinds out there. Pickups, dump trucks. They got this joke, him and his buddies, about what rhymes with pickle truck. But I don't know the end of it. You know, the punchline, it goes like, I'll come to get you, baby, in a pickle truck. I'll tell you what I'm wanting is a... See, that's the part I don't know. The end.
Does he do this often? Have to work late?
A whole lot here lately. Joe says people are buying trucks because farmers have to raise more cows because we've got a population explosion going on. It's really crummy, you know? People I don't even know having babies means Joe can't come home at the right time. Don't seem fair.
Or true.
Huh?
The population explosion is over. The birth rate is declining now.
Oh.
You don't like to stay in the house by yourself?
Say, look out the window. We live over there, on top of the Mexican restaurant.
Oh.
That window with the blue light in it,
uh-huh.
That's ours. It's a bunch of blueberries on a stalk, only it's a light. Joe gave it to me. He thinks blue is my favorite color.
And the restaurant noise was bothering you?
I guess. They got this bar stays open to 4. That's how Joe picked the apartment. He hates to run out for beer late. Running down ain't so bad. Oh, Mexico Taco Tavern. Except Joe says it's supposed to be Ole Mexico, like what they say in bullfights.
Oh, bullfights are disgusting.
You've seen a real bullfight?
Well, we used to travel quite a bit.
Well, tell me about it.
There's not much to tell. The bull comes out, and they kill it.
I bet a man thought that up.
I bet you're right.
Your husband work nights, too?
Herb is out of town. Did you mean to put that shirt in that machine?
Huh?
Your whites will come out green.
You mean it goes in with the colors?
Yes.
Oh, Joe wouldn't like that. No, sir. Be like when Mom's washer chewed this hole in his bowling shirt. Woo-wee, was he hot. Kicked the chest of drawers and broke his toe.
Oh, and the chest of drawers?
Broke that, too.
Oh.
Is Herb picky like that?
Herb likes to look nice.
Hey, you left out one of Herb's shirts. See? Yeah, it looks like vomit stain.
It's my cabbage soup.
Well, in it goes.
No.
The other one?
No, I don't want to. It's too... The stain will... I'll just take it. It needs to pre-soak. I forgot the woolite.
Sorry.
That's quite all right.
Back in the basket?
Yes.
Where'd I get soap?
One of those machines gives soap.
It takes dimes. I only got quarters.
The attendant will give you change.
He's asleep.
Oh?
Be terrible to wake him up just for some old dimes. Do you have any change?
No.
Looks like he's got a pocket full of money. Ain't gonna wake him up if I stuck my hand in there.
20 years ago, maybe.
Oh.
Dear. I do have some. That's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50.
He shouldn't be sleeping like that. Somebody could come in here and rob him.
You don't think he's dead or anything, do you? He is asleep, right? I mean, I probably wouldn't know if I saw somebody dead.
You'd know.
Okay.
Cheer up. That's what Mom always says. Cheer up.
Oh.
Hey. My name is Dee Dee. Dee Dee Johnson.
Nice to meet you. Why do people tear the covers off these magazines?
What's yours?
Alberta.
Alberta what?
Alberta Johnson.
Hey, we might be related. I mean, Herb and Joe could be cousins or something.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Guess there are lots of Johnsons.
Yes.
I'm bothering you, aren't I? I talked to somebody else, but there ain't nobody else. Except Sleepy back there. I talk in my sleep sometimes with him. Looks like he's lucky to be breathing in his. Sleep with me.
Would you like a magazine?
No, thanks. I brought a Dr. Pepper. You can have it if you want.
Oh, no, thank you.
Sleepy was one of the seven dwarfs. I'd still name them all. I couldn't tell you seven presidents of the United States, but I can say the dwarfs. Sleepy, grumpy, sneezy, dopey, dark, and bashful.
Now, I know you could name seven presidents.
Uh-uh.
Try it.
Okay. There's Carter, Nixon, Kennedy, Lincoln, Ben Franklin, George Washington.
Think of Mount Rushmore.
Who?
Then how about Eleanor Roosevelt's husband?
Mr. Roosevelt?
Mr. Roosevelt? That's seven. Except Benjamin Franklin was never president.
That's right. He discovered electricity.
Yes.
Must have been quite a shock.
Oh, I'm sure.
You're a teacher or something, aren't you?
I was.
That means we need another president if Franklin don't count.
You could say Mr. Roosevelt again.
Mr. Roosevelt.
There. Teddy makes seven.
Around here?
Hmm?
Or in the county schools?
Oh, Ohio. Columbus.
Great.
Do you know Columbus?
Not personally.
Oh.
It must be fun to teach.
Yes. Which is why they don't pay you much to do it.
Better be careful having no angst or nothing.
You can't say anything I haven't heard before.
Want me to try?
No.
What does Herb do?
Is Dee Dee short for something? Deirdre? Deborah?
No, just Dee Dee. The guys in the high school always kidding me about my name. Hey, Dee Dee, is Dee Dee your name or your bra size?
That wasn't very nice of them.
That ain't even the worst. Want to hear the worst? Ricky Baker. Icky Ricky Baker and David Duvall said this one. They come up to the locker van. David's locker was right next to mine. And Ricky said, hey, did you have a good time last night? And David would say, yes, indeedy. And then he'd grin real big and say it again, yes, indeedy.
Oh, dear.
And then they'd slap each other and laugh like idiots.
And what did you do when they did that?
Got mad.
You could have had your locker moved.
I guess. But, see, The basketball players always came down that hall at the end of school, going to practice, you know.
One of the basketball players I taught.
Yeah?
Thought Herbert Hoover invented the vacuum cleaner.
Why'd you quit? Teaching.
Age?
Oh, you don't look old enough to retire.
No, not my age. Theirs.
But I thought you liked teaching.
I did.
Then I don't understand why you quit.
I don't either. Mother was very sick then.
Is she still alive?
No.
I'm sorry.
There was quite a lot of pain at the end. It's a blessing, really.
For her, maybe. Well, what about you?
She was the one with the pain.
Sounds like she was lucky to have you there, nursing her and all.
I read her Wuthering Heights 5 times that year. I kept checking different ones out of the library. You know, Little Women, Jane Eyre. But each time she'd say, no, I think I'd like to hear Wuthering Heights. Just like she hadn't heard it in 50 years.
She liked to read, huh?
She told me once. She was always telling me things I didn't understand. She said, there are real men, and then there are the men in books. Real men can be quite pleasant after a hot bath and a shave. But, my dear, the men in books only talk when they have something to say.
My mom thinks Joe's a bum.
Oh.
Really? She kept paying this guy that worked at Walgreens to come over and strip her wallpaper. She'd say, Dee Dee, he's going to be manager of that drugstore someday. He'd been there 2 whole years, and they wouldn't even let him touch the cash register yet. Hell, the only reason he worked there was getting a discount on his pimple cream and read magazines without buying them. Not magazines, comic books.
How long have you been married?
2 years last month. Mom says this is the itch year.
The itch year?
When guys get the itch, you know, to fool around with other women, staying out late, coming in with stories about going drinking with the boys or working overtime or something.
I didn't know there was a particular year for it.
Is that clock right?
Yes. 3:15.
Bet Herb never did that, huh?
Be unfaithful, you mean? No.
How can you be so sure like that? To keep him in the refrigerator?
Well, I suppose he could have.
Like right now, while he's up wherever he is.
Akron.
He could be sitting at the bar in some all-night bowling alley, polishing some big blonde ball.
No.
That's real nice to trust him like that.
Yes.
And I guess you never did it either.
No.
You never even thought about it?
Once a year.
Albert!
At the gynecologist.
Oh, God, do I hate that.
He'd say, well, I guess we've hurt you enough for one day, little lady. And I wondered some about it then.
You got any kids?
No.
Didn't you want some?
Oh, yes.
Me too. Lots of them. But Joe says he's not ready. Wants to be earning lots of money before we start our family.
That's why he works this double shift?
Yeah. Only now, he's fixing up the 64 Chevy he bought to drag race then. When the race money starts coming in, we have them kids. He's really looking forward to that. Winning a big race and having me and the kids run out on the track and him smiling and grabbing up the baby and pouring beer all over us while the crowd is yelling and screaming.
So all his money goes into his car.
Hey, I love it too. See, I got a picture right here. That devil painted on the door, that cost $200. Sundays we go to the garage and work on it.
You help him?
He says it's a real big help just having me there watching.
I never understood that. Men wanting you to watch them do whatever it... I mean... Well, every year at Thanksgiving, Herb would watch over me. Washing the turkey, making the stuffing the turkey. It made me nervous.
You could have told him to get lost.
Actually, the last 10 years or so, I sent him out for sage for the dressing. He'd come into the kitchen and sit down saying, boy, was this ever going to be the best turkey yet? And rubbing his hands together. And I'd push jars around in the cabinet, and I'd look all worried, and I'd say, Herb, I don't think I have enough sage. And he'd say, well, Bertie, my girl, I just run out for some.
Bet you got a lot of sage for now.
I could open a store.
I saw white pepper at the store last week. How'd they do that?
I don't know.
Is Dr. Pepper made out of pepper?
I don't know.
What did Herb do that you had to watch him eat?
Oh, he gardened. I didn't have to watch him plant the seeds or weed the plants or spray for pests or pick okra. But when the day came to turn over the soil, that was the day. Herb would rent a rototiller and bring out a lawn chair from the garage, and he'd wipe it off and call in the kitchen window, "Alberta, it's so pleasant out here in the sunshine."
And you watched?
And when he finished, he'd bring out this little wooden sign and drive it into the ground.
What did it say?
Herb Garden. He thought that was funny.
Did you laugh?
Every year.
He's not doing one this year?
No.
Why not?
Is there something out the
window?
No. Well, you look like you
Joe should be home soon. I turned all the lights in our apartment out, except the blueberries, so I could tell if he comes in, you know, when he turns the lights on.
When is the shift over?
Oh, not for a long time yet. I just thought he might get through early, he said, and we could go have a beer. Of course, he might have to stop off and bowl a few games first. Hey, most of the stuff on this bulletin board's over already. Tiling done. Hourly or by the page. Cheap. What on earth?
Must be typing.
Hey, here's one for Herb. Gardening tools never used. Rake, hoe, spade, and tail.
Trowel.
You've got great eyes, Alberta. A. Johnson, 4265110. You think this A. Johnson's related to us? No, that's right. You said Herb wasn't doing the garden anymore. No, I got it. This A. Johnson on the card is you. And the reason Herb ain't doing the garden is you're selling his rakes. But this says never use. Alberta, you shouldn't try to fool people like that. Washing up Herb's hoe and selling like it was new. Bad girl.
Actually, that is me. I bought Herb some new tools for his birthday, and then he gave it up. Gardening.
Before his birthday?
What?
Did you have time to go buy him another present?
Yes. Well, no. I mean, he told me about it before his birthday, but I didn't have a chance to get him anything else.
He's probably got everything, anyhow.
Just about.
Didn't he get his feelings hurt?
No.
Joe never likes the stuff I give him.
Oh, I'm sure he does. He just doesn't know how to tell you.
No, he doesn't. For anniversary, I plan real far ahead for this one, I'm telling you. I sent off my picture, not a whole body picture, just my face real close up to this place in Massachusetts, and they painted, well, I don't know if they really painted, but somehow or other, they put my face on this doll.
Oh,
it was unbelievable how it really looked like me. It's about this tall, with overalls and a check shirt. I thought it was real cute, and I wrote this card saying, "From one living doll to another, let's keep playing house till the day we die."
Oh, wasn't he surprised?
He laughed so hard he fell over backwards out of the chair and cracked his head open on the radiator. We had to take him to the emergency room.
Was he hurt pretty badly?
We was sitting there in the emergency room waiting for him to get sewed up, and this little kid comes in real sick, and Joey says to me, "See, I brought this doll along. I don't know why." Anyway, Joe says to me, "Dee Dee, that little girl is so much sicker than me. Let's give her this doll to make her feel better." And he was taking her right on into the doctor's because she looked pretty bad. And Joe rushes up and puts the doll in her arms.
They let her keep it?
Her mother said, "Thanks a lot." Real sweet. Like they didn't have much money to buy the kid dolls or something. It made Joe feel real good.
But it was your present to him. It was your face on the doll.
Yeah. But I figure it was his present as soon as I gave it to him, so if he wanted to give it away, that's his business. But he didn't like it. I could tell. They need to wash the window here.
I gave Herb a fishing pole one year.
He fishes?
No, but I thought he wanted to. He'd cut out a picture of this husky man standing in water, practically up to his waist, fishing. I thought he left it out so I'd get the hint.
But he didn't?
Oh, it was a hint, all right. He wanted the boots.
Right.
Do you like the things Joe gives you?
I'd like it if he comes home. That's what I'd like.
Oh, he'll be back soon. You'll probably see those lights go on just as soon as your clothes are dry.
Sure.
People just can't always be where we want them to be when we want them to be there.
Well, I don't like it.
You don't have to like it. You just have to know it.
Wouldn't you like for Herb to be home right now?
I certainly would.
Because if they were both home where they should be, we wouldn't have to be here in this crummy laundromat washing crappy shirts in the middle of the night. Oh. I'm sorry. You shouldn't kick somebody else's washer, huh? Well, I don't care. I'm mad as hell at that son of a bitch. Alberta.
What?
There's some black man coming in here.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Hello there. Either one of you two ladies care to join me in a taco?
No, thank you.
Freshly chopped lettuce? Firm, vine-ripened New Jersey beefsteak tomatoes? Aged, shredded cheddar cheese? Sweet slivers of Bermuda onion and old Mexico's very own, very hot taco sauce.
That's just the way they say it on the radio.
That's because I am the they that says it on the radio.
You are?
Shooter Stevens.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Oh, you're the number one night owl.
Saying it's 3 o'clock, all right, and time to rock your daddy to dreams of delight.
You are?
Yeah?
Always. Except when, I mean, when I get to pick, I pick you. I mean, your station. You're on late.
You got it.
Oh, terrific. I'm telling him he's on late. He knows he's on late. He's the one who's on late. Big news, huh?
You're a reporter?
Oh, no. Do you need any dimes or soap or anything?
No, thanks.
Don't you know what they put in those tacos?
No. What?
Dog food.
Have to eat them anyway. Good business. I keep stopping in over there. They keep running the ads. Gonna kill me.
No kidding. We take... I mean, my garbage cans are right next to theirs. And what have theirs got in them all the time? Dog food cans.
Maybe they've got a dog.
It could be someone else in the building.
See?
She didn't mean they have a dog. She meant some old person in the building's been eating dog food. It happens a lot around here.
Uh-huh. You her mom?
No.
We just met in here. She's Alberta Johnson, and I'm Dee Dee Johnson.
Shooter is an unusual name.
Yeah, I play some pool next door.
What's in that case?
My cue.
You any good?
At what?
At pool, dummy.
I do okay.
You must do better than okay, or why else would you have your own cue?
Yeah, somebody left a sock in the washer.
I'll take it.
Willie says, Willie's the guy who owns the place next door. Willie says pool cues are like women. You got to have your own, and you got to treat her right.
Did you mean to put that shirt in there?
This?
Your whites will come out green.
It's nylon.
Your work sounds very interesting.
Yeah, well, the sounds may be interesting, but the work...
Would you like Dr. Pepper? Yeah,
no, thank you. Don't you know Dr. Pepper's made out of dog food?
What's your real name?
G.W.
That's not a real name.
Well, I don't like my real name.
Come on.
It's Gary Wayne. Now, do I look like Gary Wayne to you?
No.
Your mom's from Indiana.
From Gary or Fort Wayne?
Mm-hmm.
Alberta used to be a teacher.
Yeah, well, it could have been worse. She could have called me Clarksville. Hey, now, why don't the two of you come on over and join us for a beer?
No, thank you.
Well, it's just Willie and me this time
no.
of night.
And watch you play pool?
Well, actually, what we thought we'd do tonight was whip us up a big devil's food cake. Pour it in on one of the pool tables to bake. Turn up the heat real high, watch it rise, and then pour on some creamy fudge icing with lots of nuts.
Oh, you're nuts.
Feel of the stick in your hand.
Feels good.
You come on over, I'll show you just how it's done.
Pull?
Sure. Yeah, Willie always keeps hot water. You could have a nice cup of
no.
tea.
No.
Our wash is almost done. We have to...
Well, we'll be there quite a while. It gets lonesome this time of night, you know?
We know.
It was nice meeting you, Mrs. Johnson.
Hope I didn't interrupt your reading or anything.
No.
She used to be a teacher.
That's what you said. Right next door now, you can't miss it. Give you a piece of that fudge cake.
Yeah, I'll bet you would.
Big piece.
Bye.
Now, Dee Dee.
I thought we'd had it there for a minute, didn't you? Could have been a murderer, or a robber, or a rapist just as easy. We could be hostages by now.
To have hostages, you have to commit a hijacking. You do not hijack a laundromat.
Depends on how bad you need clean clothes.
I didn't like the things he said to you.
He's just playing.
He was not playing.
Well, what does it hurt? Just words.
Not those words.
You don't miss a thing, do you?
I am not deaf.
Just prejudice.
That's not true.
If that was a white DJ coming in here, you'd still be talking to him, I bet. Seeing if he knows your old favorite.
If you don't want to know what I think, you can stop talking to me.
Well, what you think is what's wrong with the world. People don't trust each other just because there's some other color from them.
And who was it that said he could be a murderer? That was you, Dee Dee. Would you have said that if he'd been white?
It just makes you sick, doesn't it? The thought of Maine shoot over there after you go home.
It's not my business.
That's for sure.
I would like to finish my magazine.
Oh, you don't listen to him on the radio, but I do. And do you know what he says after he says, rock your daddy to dreams of delight? He says, hey, Mama, I'm coming home. Now, if he has a mom to go home to, what's he doing washing his own clothes? So he don't have a mama, and that means lonely. And he's loaded, too. So if he's got a wife, she's got a washer. So don't say maybe they don't have a washer. Lonely.
All right. He is a nice young man who washes his own clothes and is friendly without regard to race, creed, or national origin.
I mean, we're both in here in the middle of the night, and it don't mean we're on the make, does it?
It is perfectly respectable.
You always do this when Herb is out of town?
No.
You don't even live in this neighborhood, do you?
No.
You know how I knew that? That garden there ain't a garden for miles around here.
You have been reading Sherlock Holmes.
So why did you come over here?
I came for the same reason you did, to do my wash.
In the middle of the night? It's a big mystery, isn't it? And you don't want to tell me. Is the man meeting you here? Yeah. And you can't have your meeting out where you live because your friends might see you and give the word to old Herb when he gets back.
No. I'm sorry I said what I did. Go on over to the pool hall. I'll put your clothes in the dryer.
And let him think I'm all hot for him? No, sir. Besides, Joe might come home.
That's right.
I'd just serve him right, though. Come in and see me drinking beer and eating fudge cake with Willie and Shooter. Joe hates black people. He says that even when they're dancing or playing ball, they're thinking about killing. Yeah, that would teach him to run out on me. A little dose of his own medicine, watch him gag on it.
He's run out on you?
Did I say that? I told you he's working a double shift.
I know you did.
And you don't believe me. You think he just didn't come home, is that it? You think I was over there waiting and waiting in my new nightgown, and when the late show went off, I turned the radio on and ate a whole pint of chocolate ice cream, and when the radio went off, I couldn't stand it anymore, so I grabbed up all these clothes, dirty or not, and got out of there so he wouldn't come in and find me crying. Well, I wasn't crying.
I haven't cried in 40 years.
Just happy, I guess.
I had an Aunt Dora. I had a rabbit, Puffer, who died. I cried then. I cried for weeks.
And it wasn't even your rabbit?
I loved Aunt Dora. She loved that rabbit. She had a high chair for it at the table. I'd go visit and she'd tell me stories about what Puffer had been up to that day. And looking through seed catalogs, finger painting, telling her stories, Goldilocks and the Three Hares, Sleeping Bunny, the rabbit who ate New York. And then we go outside and drink lemonade while Puffer ate lettuce. And she'd say, well, what's my birdie been up to today? She grew lettuce just for him, a whole backyard of it.
You're kidding.
I helped her bury him. Tears were streaming down my face. Birdie, she said, tears will not bring Puffer back to us. He didn't mean to go and leave us all alone. And he'd feel bad if he knew he'd made us so miserable. But in the next few weeks, Aunt Dora got quieter and quieter. Till finally, she wasn't talking at all. And Mother put her in a nursing home.
Where she died?
Yes.
Little cracked, huh?
I suppose so, yes.
Well, you better start crying, Alberta, or you'll go just like she did. Hey, our wash is done.
Oh,
No, look, I'll do it. You go sit.
No,
Really? I know this part. Mom says you can't blow this part, so I do it. She still checks, though. Find some reason to go downstairs and check the heat. I said, oh, I don't mind, really. Can't be too careful. Now, regular for you guys. Warm for permos and undies. Now, Herb shirts and shorts get hot. Pants and socks get
warm.
What's Herb got left to wear in him?
His gray suit.
What color tie?
Red. Put a silver stripe to it.
Shirt?
White.
Shoes?
I don't know.
Thought for a minute you were seeing things. Tell me all the stuff he had on. Alberta?
Yes?
You got any dimes?
Oh, sure. How many do we need?
Two each, I guess. Four drawers makes eight.
All right. Two, four, six, eight.
I don't know what I'd done if you hadn't been here.
You'd have done fine. Don't forget Sleepy back there.
Men need so much sleep, don't they? Dad was always asleep. Okay, dryers. Here's your food. Joe can fall asleep right in the middle of what I'm saying. I know he's got to have his rest, but makes me feel like I'm the TV and he just changed channels.
He could try to stay awake.
Sometimes he does try, you know. And sometimes I just go on talking. I mean, if he's already asleep, there's no reason not to.
Sure. People put tape recorders under their pillows to learn foreign languages.
They do?
They do. So he hears you anyway.
And he doesn't interrupt me or want something to eat.
Exactly.
I wish Mom were more like you.
Stuck up?
Smart. Nice to talk to.
Thank you.
No, really. You've been to Mexico and you got a good man?
I'm not much fun, though.
Mom's just got me in giant-sized chair. And she don't say two words when I'm there. Ever. I don't blame her, I guess.
Well,
yeah.
But you're young and pretty. And you have a wonderful sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
You'll have those children someday.
Yeah, I know. Have my whole life in front of me.
You could get a job.
Oh, I got one. This company in New Jersey. They send me envelopes and letters and lists of names, and I write on the names and addresses and Dear Mr. Wilson or whatever at the top of the letter. I do have a nice handwriting. I have to send them a sample first.
I see.
I get so bored doing it. Sometimes I want to take a fat orange crayon and scribble eight beans, fatso, and draw funny faces all over the letter.
I'm sure the extra money comes in handy.
But Joe don't know I do it. I hide all the stuff before he comes home. I keep the money at Mom's. She borrows from it sometimes. She says that makes us even for the water for the washing machine. I can't spend it, but Joe know I got it.
He doesn't want you to work?
I'm the head of this house.
He expects you to sit around all day?
I guess. I'd wash the floor if I want.
You should tell him how you feel.
He'd leave me.
Maybe. So what, right? No, I just meant that if
well,
you give him...
what would I say?
You'd figure out something, I'm
but
sure.
But I can't ever talk to him and just say one thing, you know, like I keep... Well, all this other stuff comes out. See, I'll start out saying we're having tuna casserole for dinner and end up telling him about this girl at the grocery store that told me how to cook mince steaks. But by then, he's walked into the bathroom and shut the door all because I got off the track, only I don't know how it happened.
Well, then you're just going to have to...
I just have to say, Joe, I want to get a real job because I can't sit around here all day long because I've got to have something to think about besides when you're coming home. And how long is it going to be before you don't come home at all because you're lying to me all the time and I know it. Even tonight, you're not out bowling or working that double shift and I know it. And I'm sick of pretending that I don't know it because I do know it.
Now,
really. I called the bowling alley and asked for it. And the bartender said, this Patsy... He's on his way, honey. I hope he falls in a sore.
Dee Dee,
I hope his shirt gets caught in his zipper. I hope he wore the socks with the holes in them. I hope his right guard gives out. I hope his baseball cap falls in the toilet. I hope she kills him.
Dee Dee,
I do. Last night, I thought I'd surprise him and... maybe we'd bowl her. Well, I was getting my shoes. And I saw him down at Lane 12, laughing and all. He had one of his hands rubbing her hair and the other one rubbing his bowling ball. Boy, did I get out of there quick. I've seen her there before. She teaches at the weight control upstairs, so she's probably not very strong. But maybe she could poison him or something. She wears those pink leotards. And even her hair looks thin. I hate it.
No, you
don't. I do. He's mean and stupid. I thought he'd get over it, but he didn't. Mean and stupid. And I ain't that smart. So if I know he's dumb, he must really be dumb. I used to think he just acted mean and stupid. Now I know he's really
mean and stupid.
Why am I telling you this? You don't know anything about being dumped.
At least you have some money saved.
For what?
And your mother would let you stay with her until you got your own place.
She's the last person I'm telling.
I'll bet you'd like being a telephone operator.
But how's he gonna eat? The only time he ever even fried an egg, he flipped it over and it landed in the sink. It was the last egg, so he grabbed it up and ate it in one bite.
One bite?
Where is he?
He stuffed a whole egg in his mouth?
You're worse than Mom. He's gonna be a famous race car driver someday, and I want to be there.
To have him pour beer all over.
Yes! To have him pour beer all over me.
Look, he could have come in without turning on the lights. If you want to go check, I'll watch your things here.
You want to get rid of me, don't you?
I do not want to get rid of you.
You want to be here all by yourself because you want to take out all those shirts and shorts and fold them up real nice and take them home and put them away because Herb, good old Herb Garden Herb, he ain't up in Akron at all. Herb is dead, isn't he? And you want me to run off and leave my husband so I'll be all alone, too, like you. And Mom after Dad left, and your crazy old aunt after a stupid rabbit died. That's what you want, A. Johnson. And you didn't want nobody bothering you, did you? So you came down to a crummy part of town in the middle of the night so that none of your friends would find out that Herb didn't even leave you enough money to get your washer fixed. But maybe, just maybe, if you sell his hose, you can buy more roses to put on his grave. Ain't that right?
What do I have to do to get you to leave me alone?
I was right.
You were right.
Oh, I'm so stupid.
You...
What? Tell me. Say something horrible.
You just don't know when to shut up.
Worse than that, I don't know how.
But you're not dumb, child. And don't you let anybody tell you you are, okay?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Johnson. I really am sorry. You've probably been planning this night for a long time, washing these things up, and I barged in and spoiled it all.
I've been avoiding it for a long time. Herb died last winter, the day before his birthday.
When you bought him the rakes?
He was being nosy, like I told you before, in the kitchen. I was making his cake, so I asked him to take out the garbage. He said, "Can't we wait till it's old enough to walk?"
Hal.
He tripped. That's all. Hit his head on a curb. I didn't miss him till I put the cake in the oven. I guess I thought he was checking his seed beds in the garage. And I yelled out, "Herb, do you want buttercream or chocolate?" And then I saw him lying in the alleyway, covered in my cabbage soup, paper towels everywhere. I ran out. Cat was watching.
Did you?
First, I threw a coffee can at that cat. Then I picked up his head in my hand and held it while I cleaned up as much of the stuff as I could. Tuna can, coffee grounds, eggshells, a bologna package, some cauliflower.
You knew he was dead, not just knocked out?
I could feel the blood in my hand. I knew I should get up, but the blood was still so warm.
And you didn't cry?
No.
I'm sorry.
I don't want you to be alone. That's not what I meant.
Looks like I'm alone anyhow.
That's what I meant.
Sometimes I bring in a little stand-up mirror to the coffee table while I'm watching TV. It's my face over there when I look. But it's a face just the same.
Being alone isn't so awful. I mean, it's awful, but it's not that awful.
I'd probably eat pork and beans for weeks.
I found our beach ball when I cleaned out the basement. I can't let the air out. It's his breath in there. Get your clothes out. They'll wrinkle. That's amazing about those shoes.
The shoes?
Remember before I was telling you what Herb was wearing?
Gray suit. Red tie with silver stripe.
I hang on to this shirt he died in, and I don't even know if he's got shoes on in his coffin.
If he's flying around hip, he probably don't need them.
Hope they speak English in heaven. Herb never was much good at languages.
I never thought of that.
You'll know him if you meet him up there someday. He's the one wandering around in black socks saying, "Ooh, et la toilet."
Is that French?
It's close.
You bought him all black socks?
It was his idea. He thought it'd be easier to match them up if they're all the same color.
Is it?
No. Now I have to match them by length. Just because they're all black doesn't mean they all shrink the same. Guess I don't really have to match them now, though, do I?
I'd like to lose all of Joe's white ones.
Your lights are on in your apartment. All the lights are on now.
You sure?
Look.
You're right.
Yes.
So what do I do now?
I don't know.
Shooter's clothes are done.
It won't hurt them to rest a while in there.
Well, look at this.
He left dimes on the washer.
Very clever.
Look, what will it hurt to dry his clothes for him?
Nothing.
You're going to tell me I'm making a big mistake taking his clothes back to
you
him.
You seem to know it already.
So should I rush right home? Ask Joe, did he have a good time bowling a few games after his double shift? Listen to him brag about his score. The score he didn't make and the games he didn't bowl and the double shift he didn't work.
It will be hard, but it won't be more trouble. I think if you go see Shooter, you'll just be getting even with Joe for hurting you.
What's wrong with that?
Well, what's wrong with that is you'll forget how mad you are. You don't have to put up with what he's doing. You can if you want to, if you think you can't make it without it, but you don't have to.
But what should I say? Joe, if you don't stop going out on me, I'm not ever speaking to you again. That's exactly what he wants.
What you say isn't that important. But there is something you have to remember while you say it.
What's that?
Your own face in the mirror is better company than a man who would eat a whole fried egg in one bite. But it won't be easy.
Are you going to wash that other shirt ever?
The cabbage soup shirt? No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maybe in a few months or next year sometime, I'll be able to give these away. They're nice things.
People do need them. Hey. I told you there ain't a garden for miles around here. You better throw this for sale card away. Better hang on to these hoes. You might get some carrots spring up all by themselves.
I might at that. Green beans growing out of sheer habit.
Yeah.
Well, that's everything. I'll just get my soap.
Mrs. Johnson?
Alberta.
Alberta?
Yes.
I'm really lonely.
I know.
How can you stand it?
I can't. But I have to just sing.
How do you do that?
I don't know. You call me if you think of something.
I don't have your number.
I really wanted to be alone tonight.
I know.
I'm glad you talked me out of it.
Boy, you can count on me for that. Hey, don't go yet. I owe you some money.
No. Everybody's entitled to a free load now and then.
Thank you.
Now, I suggest you go wake up Sleepy back there. There might be something he needs to talk about.
Tell you the truth, I'm ready for a little peace and quiet.
Good night.
Yeah. Peace and quiet. Too bad it don't come in cans.
Third and Oaks, The Laundromats, by Marcia Norman. Ann Petoniak played Alberta. Don Didowick was heard as Dee Dee. And Joe Morton was Shooter. The play was directed by John Jory and engineered by Marv Nunn. It was produced in cooperation with the Actors Theater of Louisville. Third and Oak was recorded in Madison, Wisconsin by Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting.
Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.